My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we all probably know, December is the month of All Souls. So every Mass that I offer, I will include to pray for all the souls of the faithful departed, especially the souls we have written in our Book of Remembrance at our foyer. So again, we invite all of you to list the names of your beloved so that it can be included in our Masses. Let's begin with this story about a student who asked why Jesus praised a crook for being dishonest. A second student replied, Jesus did not praise him for being dishonest. He praised him for having foresight. And there's a big difference. My dear brothers and sisters, the second student is right. The owner in the parable praised the foresight of the servant. He didn't praise his dishonesty. In the gospel, the steward does not deny his wrongdoing. He sees clearly that he can no longer serve as a manager. He accepts that another phase in his life is coming soon. And weighing his options, he thinks of a clever ploy. He puts himself on the good side of his master's debtor by giving them generous discounts. He could later take advantage of the goodwill generated by the big favors he has extended to his master's clients. Any time he would be dismissed from work and would need employment. Jesus comes to us as somebody who is familiar with the nitty-gritty details of people's transaction with one another. He does not praise the steward because of his dishonesty. Rather, the steward is commended because he has complete awareness and full acceptance of his real condition that leads him to take appropriate action. Hopefully, we can apply these steps as we continue to aspire for growth in our spiritual journey. And this brings us to the point Jesus wishes us to teach. And we should exercise the same kind of foresight that the servant did. We should use our time and talents in this life to prepare for the next life. So we pray in this Mass, Lord, help us to live in this world as though it were only a temporary stopover, not a lasting home. Amen.